He never went into cold sleep. Instead, he invented. By the time they made orbit above Chiron, he developed the first-generation doll-gangers. There's been a lot of misinformation circulated about gangers. Let me set matters straight. Start with a human-like skeleton made of sturdy metal composites. It stands anywhere from 175 to 250 millimeters tall. I'm 225 millimeters, about average for an adult male. Inside the skull, bones, and ribcage is machinery, a computer system, a plant producing nanite crawlers that diagnose and repair damage, reservoirs of material for the nanites to use, communications gear ranging from broadband radio to microwave transmitters to laser, extensible microwires for direct data upload-download, voice synthesizer, sensors where the corresponding human organs would be, battery arrays. Over all that is a musculature of hard-wearing memory polymers attached at innumerable points to the skeleton, and over that a realistic-feeling skin laced with a sophisticated neural net, allowing for sensations like pain and pleasure. Throughout the whole body runs a peristalsis-based circulatory system that sends the nanites wherever they need to go. And that's only the start. The skin, the facial features, are shaped to individual appearances, making each of us distinctive. We get realistic hair that, supplied and reinforced by the nanites, can grow. Realistic human eyes and skin colors, fingernails and toenails, functional genitalia. Gangers are anatomically correct. But what made us a financial success and first made Chiron a profit-generating world was Doc Chang's last innovation before the suits took control of the technology. That innovation was the personality template. Dollganger programming starts with an unbelievably complex personality system derived from a real human. It might be calculated from a lengthy series of tests or reconstructed from analyses of archival recordings and guesswork. Then add learning capacity, abstract reasoning, subconscious motivations, complex emotions. The coding is so complex, it has to be designed in large part by other machines, and it's so intricate that it can't be overridden just by introducing patches of new code. Though we're individuals, we have a lot of personality traits in common. Cheerfulness, helpfulness, obedience. At least when we're young. So the success of the Dollgangers was because each little guy or gal could be made in the likeness of someone specific. Of the buyer, of a famous performer, of a planet's most glamorous model, of an unobtainable object of desire, of a long-dead son or daughter. Oh yeah, and because we cost a fortune, and some people would mortgage their whole futures just to have one of us. There was just about no task we weren't put to. Quality assurance on assembly lines making expensive components. Entertainments. Exploration. Whether cave strata or new wormhole routes. Put us in a miniature spacecraft with a Q drive and no life support, and we'd navigate wormholes too small for human ships and come back with star maps crucial to space exploitation corporations. And then there was the sex trade. I don't know the name of the bastard genius who invented the gangbangers, or dollganger remotes. They weren't really gangers. They looked like us, but they were just sensor platforms, mindless, linked wirelessly to full immersion bodysuits and helmets worn by meat people. A human could put on one of those rigs and link up with a gangbanger. Then everything that the remote experienced was felt by its human operator. Gangbangers did a lot of things, but mostly they had sex with gangers. You want a night with supermodel Sasu of Earth? Or Derek Ayala, sexiest man on Archon? Well, you couldn't get the real ones, but you could rent a gangbanger and some time with the ganger replica of one of those celebrities. Which was fine in the early days. We were made to serve, to please. And we couldn't say no anyway. We were property. But over the years, the fact that all the emotional fulfillment was in one direction only began to make a difference. And that's what the meat people never really grasped. Technically, yes, we were robots. But the War of Independence didn't come about because we were infected with bad code, as governments and news media always imply. It came about because we're living, feeling creatures. Anyway, Doc. That's what Doc invented. He was the doll maker of Chiron, and it's by that nickname most everybody remembers him. And here I was, perched on his chair arm, watching him sleep.